Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Waking Up with Jamarian Takayla. I know I've been MIA and gone for a good little minute. We haven't did an episode since February 25th, and today is April 10th. So, yes, you know, I've been going through some stuff as per usual, but, you know, I'm back at it again with the back at it again. You know, y'all already know what's going on. Y'all already know the kid gonna keep trucking. And, you know, sometimes if I have to take a minute, you know, to get right, you know, that's what I'm gonna do. But, needless to say, I am back. I am well. I am healthy. I am staying away from the coronavirus and so much more. There have been a lot of big things going on since I've been gone. I do gotta intel you guys on everything that's going on. You know, but today's episode is named Jamarian versus Jamarian Takayla. And the topics for Jamarian versus Jamarian Takayla are old versus new, Jamarian then and now, what's to come of Jamarian Takayla, and how has Jamarian changed? Basically, this episode is recapping my life from the past to the present day, and soon what's to come, because my life from when I'm about to disclose of is way different now than where it was. So stay tuned for a great show. Okay, and we're back. So the first topic for today is old versus new. Now, before I get into that, let me catch you guys up on everything that's been going on with me. So, for one, you may find all of the music that I have been working on that I have put out. I have a single called I'm a Man that came out on March 25th. You can find it on all major platforms, well, any platform, as well as my podcast. And I also have a single that comes out today, Columbus, Georgia State of Mind, which will also be on all platforms. So, you know, stay tuned to check that out. Also, how do I put this? I finally started completing some things in my life that needed to be completed. I let go of some old hurt and some old pain that was tarnishing my brand and me as a person. Because when you let things from your past control your future, you're not gonna make it very far. And I had got put at a standstill until I learned how to let those things go and do without them, because I didn't need them. They weren't good for me. So now that we got that out of the way, let's get into the topic of old versus new. Okay. Well, I say old versus new, meaning like the old me versus the new me. The old Jamarian, very ghetto, very slanderous, very rude and disrespectful, very messy, and, you know, not one of the most liked people to be around. Let's put it that way. I guess because of the things I was going through in my own personal life, I felt that it was okay to tear down others to make myself feel good and make myself feel more than what I was. without any credibility to follow that. And that was very wrong of me. And I want to issue a public apology to anyone that I've did that to. I do most definitely apologize. Because it's not right. It's never going to be right. But all I can do now at this point is apologize and move on with my life from my own clarity and, you know, relief. A person who has that type of behavior, they have a lot of hurt in their life. They've been mistreated 9 times out of 10, and they're not happy with themselves. There are some things that they have to work on to get to the next point of their life where they want to be at. And that's not always easy. I know for myself, it was not easy being on a journey alone to find yourself and find out what things are beneficial in your life and what things are very hurtful in your life. Hurtful meaning emotionally, physically, mentally, just anything of that nature. You don't need it in your life, because at the end of the day, it's going to do nothing but turn your heart cold. And when you turn cold and bitter, it's never, ever going to be the same for you. You can always bounce back from being a cold-hearted person, but your outlook towards people or different things of that nature, it's never going to be the same, because you feel like that person has wronged you so much. You know what I'm saying? That relationship would just not be the same. But if I had to look at me now, the new Jamarian, I'd say I've evolved more than anything. I see a lot of growth within myself, even if others don't see it. You know, the only one that can truly see your growth is yourself, because you know what things may make you mad, may make you, you know, sad, or different things of that nature. I feel like the new me, it's at peace. And I feel like that partly comes from me doing my music, because that is something that I've always wanted to do. So it may be due to the fact that I'm not just looking out for others at this point. I'm finally looking out for myself and doing something that's going to benefit me. And, you know, it's therapy for me to deal with some of the issues I may have in my life, because nobody understands the hurt that a person goes through but that person, unless someone else has been in that same situation. But until they've been in that situation, they'll never understand and truly grasp how a person may feel. I've noticed a lot of growth within my reactions to people. I don't as quickly react as I used to, because I used to pop out fighting and, you know, beating people up and, you know, doing all this different crazy stuff. Now I don't even do all that. You know, I may have a little altercation or fight every now and then, but it's not no repetitive situation. A lot of the fights I may get into these days are out of self-defense, because there are still a lot of human beings that feel that it's okay to be disrespectful to others and there should be no consequences or any type of repercussions to the things they do and say. And that's not the case, because if you want to be respected, you have to give respect. me as a person, I feel that there are more important things in life than, you know, fighting and, you know, just being disrespectful to other people. Because a person knows they ain't shit. They know they're not shit. You ain't got a rubber in their face. So, with that, that's just a situation that should just be left alone. Let's get into the next topic, though. Jamarian versus Jamarian Takai. Jamarian is that one person that is loving to everyone. Friend, foe, whomever. It doesn't matter who it is. Still always try to help everybody. Even though you can't help and please everybody, you know, I still try. Jamarian Takai is that just that young man that's very very business oriented. You know, Jamarian Takai is about his motherfucking business. And you know, if you ain't talking business, you know, while you in my face, while you on my line, you know, not trying to be rude to nobody, but you know, time is money. And if you waste my time, that's money I'm losing that I could be making. So yeah, I have a big issue with, you know, my time being wasted, because that's time I can't get back that I actually could have been doing something with. And Jamarian Takai is more prevalent nowadays because of my podcast Back Up with Jamarian Takai. And now with me doing music, you know, it's Jamarian Takai was out here on the grind. So best believe you that soon enough, Jamarian Takai will be a household name. And a lot of people don't get it. I just would say to y'all, stay tuned. Because Jamarian is on the rise. You never know what I may pop out with. I just released 2 singles, 2 weeks and 3 days apart. And I also have another project coming out on May 28th. And then this summer, somewhere in the midst of end of August, I will be having an EP project ready for those of you who want to hear more of me, because I know I'm just a very influential person that not many people understand until they grasp and critically think about the things that I may say. So let's see, what's to come of Jamarian Takai? Jamarian Takai has a lot going on. I am truly booked and busy in these streets. These people who try to degrade me for whatever reason, they can kick rocks, because at the end of the day, I know who signed my checks, and last time I checked, they ain't signing a check to me. So what their opinion of me, or you know what they truly think I'm doing, you know, it does not matter. Because at the end of the day, I'm the only one responsible for me. So that's who I gotta look out for. I can't worry about what everyone else thinks of me. And also, just a little hint, it may be an album in the works for the end of the year. So stay tuned. This has been another episode of Wake Up with Jermaine Tykylin. And I'll see y'all on the next one.